This is the ultimate mocha pot technique. Put boiling water in the base of this unit to just below the valve. Starting with freshly boiled water in the base means you have a faster brew, more suitable brew temperatures, and you'll get a better extracted, more delicious cup of coffee. Here, I'm brewing a relatively light roasted coffee. The lighter the roast, the finer you'll need to grind it to get a good extraction from it. You want a full basket of coffee, ground freshly right before we brew. Bear in mind though, that filling the basket is a volumetric fill and a light roast will weigh more than a dark roast will. But I tend to recommend 10 times more water by weight than you can fit coffee in the basket. Next up is puck prep, and consider this an optional extra. Firstly, once your coffee's in the basket, feel free to give it a little tap to settle it down. If you have a needle distribution tool for espresso, this is a great time to use it. Coffee in. The other extra is one of these. It's an AeroPress paper filter, just here underneath the top part of the section, which gives you a cleaner cup and also, it seems, a slightly better extraction overall. And then you're going to need a towel just to hold the base as you screw it together. I'm going to put a relatively low flame on it, and I would recommend that for most heating situations. As soon as it's on the heat, I'd recommend opening the lid so you can see what's happening. As soon as liquid appears, we want to essentially reduce the heat as much as is possible. I've now cut the heat, and I'm just going to watch this flow. If it starts to pick up a little bit too much, I may remove it from the heat entirely. We definitely want to avoid causing an angry, spurting, sputtering phase. At that point, you want to rinse the pot under the cold tap, cool it down immediately, and to stop brewing before it adds too much bitterness to the cup. Now, as soon as you've brewed, you want this liquid out of the pot. Now, this here is pretty strong, it's pretty intense. It's very enjoyable if you like a stronger coffee. I'd say it's even more enjoyable with lighter roasts to dilute it down a little bit as a kind of mocha pot Americano. Or you could go for something like a milk drink, where this is the base of your drink and you can add steamed or heated milk to that for a delicious beverage.